May the Lord help us to commence with hymn 737. Gracious Lord, incline thine ear, my requests vouchsafe to hear. Hear my never-ceasing cry, give me Christ, or else I die. 737.
Thank you. read together from the Word of God and two portions of Scripture. First, the Gospel of John and chapter 3. The Gospel of John, chapter 3, and the first 21 verses. John 3. There was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. The same came to Jesus by night and said unto him, Rabbi, we know that thou art a teacher come from God, for no man can do these miracles that thou doest except God be with him. Jesus answered and said unto him, Verily, verily, I say unto you, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Nicodemus said unto him, How can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter the second time into his mother's womb and be born? And Jesus answered, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. That which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. Marvel not that I said unto thee, ye must be born again. The wind bloweth where it listeth, thou hearest the sound thereof, but canst not tell whence it cometh and whither it goeth. So is every one that is born of the Spirit. Nicodemus answered and said unto him, How can these things be? Jesus answered and said unto him, Art thou a master of Israel, and knowest not these things? Verily, verily, I say unto thee, we speak that we do know, and testify that we have seen, and ye receive not our witness. If I have told you earthly things, and ye believe not, how shall ye believe if I tell you of heavenly things? And no man hath ascended up to heaven, but he that came down from heaven, even the Son of Man which is in heaven. And as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have eternal life. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. He that believeth on him is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already, because he hath not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. And this is the condemnation, that light is come into the world, and men love darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil. For every one that doeth evil hateth the light, neither cometh to the light, lest his deed should be reproved. But he that doeth truth cometh to the light, that his deeds may be made manifest, that they are wrought in God. Now you please turn to John chapter 10. John's Gospel chapter 10. And we start to read at verse 7, the earlier part of the chapter. Jesus speaks about the sheep and the shepherd, and the sheepfold, and them that are being called and led out. Now he begins to repeat these things. Verse 6, this parable spake Jesus unto them, but they understood not what things they were which he spake unto them. Then said Jesus unto them again, verily, verily, I say unto you, I am the door of the sheep. All that ever came before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not hear them. I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved, and shall go in and out and find pasture. Thief cometh not but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. I am come that they might have life, and that they might have it more abundantly. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd giveth his life for the sheep. But he that is an hireling and not the shepherd, whose own the sheep are not, seeth the wolf coming, and leaveth the sheep, and fleeth. And the wolf catcheth them, and scattereth the sheep. The hireling fleeth because he is an hireling, and careth not for the sheep. I am the good shepherd, and know my sheep, and am known of mine. As the Father knoweth me, even so know I the Father, and I lay down my life for the sheep. And other sheep I have, which are not of this fold, them also I must bring, and they shall hear my voice, and there shall be one fold and one shepherd. Therefore doth my Father love me, because I lay down my life, that I might take it again. No man taketh it from me, but I lay it down of myself. I have power to lay it down, and I have power to take it again. This commandment have I received of my Father. There was a division, therefore, again among the Jews for these sayings. And many of them said, he hath a devil and is mad, why hear ye him? Others said, these are not the words of him that hath a devil. Can a devil open the eyes of the blind? And it was at Jerusalem, the feast of the dedication, and it was winter. And Jesus walked in the temple in Solomon's porch. Then came the Jews round about him, and said unto him, how long dost thou make us to doubt? If thou be the Christ, tell us plainly. And Jesus answered them, I told you, and ye believe not. The works that I do in my Father's name, they bear witness of me. But ye believe not, because ye are not of my sheep, as I said unto you. My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. And I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. My Father which gave them me is greater than all, and no man is able to pluck them out of my Father's hand. I and my Father are one. Here we lay the reading of God's word. May he bless it to us. Help us now in prayer. Kind and gracious Lord God, once more, once again, a little company of poor sinners are favoured and spared to come into thy courts, the evening hour of thy day. Lord, it's truly a favour once more, and it will be once less. Lord, and we know not how many more Lord's days, how many more days, weeks, months, or years may be allotted unto us. But we do humbly ask and pray that thou art condescend to come and meet with us here this night. Lord, meet with a few poor sinners. Come, Lord Jesus, and break the bread of life. Grant to us to feast on Jesus, on his name, blood and righteousness, not his finished work. It's true, we're not worthy of the least of all thy notice and of all thy mercies. But nonetheless, dear Lord, we come like my dear servant of old, unworthy of the least of all thy notice and of all thy mercies. But with my staff I passed over this Jordan and become two bands. And Lord, he went on to plead. And thou says thou art surely do me good. And dear Lord, you poor sinners come here tonight in the hope and with prayer in their hearts that thou wilt do us good, that thou wilt meet with us, that thou wilt grant, dear Lord, for each to feast on love divine, the love of Jesus, that he who laid by his glory and came to this earth and suffered, bled, died in sinner's place, room instead, and all to know it was indeed for us, indeed for me. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved the wretch like me. I once was lost, but now am found, was blind, but now I see. Then draw near, Lord Jesus. And do come and break the bread of life, feed our souls, and pray that thou would bless us abundantly. Our Lord, so that the mouth of the dumb is opened, so that, Lord, sinners walk with joy, have gracious assurance in their hearts, so that that work of grace is begun and carried on, and that sinners are established in the truth as it is in Jesus. Lord, do help us. We pray that thou wilt then help us now to look to thee. Lord, we look at ourselves and we're full of sin, we're full of iniquity. So many transgressions all belong to us. But who is a God like unto thee that pardoneth iniquity, that passeth by the transgression of the remnant of his heritage, who retains not his anger forever because he delighted in mercy? May then it be, dear Lord Jesus, that poor sinners tonight will know thy delight in giving and granting mercy unto poor needy souls. Then draw near, dear Lord Jesus, we beseech thee, and come and speak to us, commune with us. Oh, the dear psalmist pleaded, say unto my soul, I am thy salvation. Oh, we've sung in that opening hymn, oh, six times, give me Christ, or else I die. Lord, and thou knowest, Lord, where there was an echo of that, Lord, in hearts tonight, for Jesus to be given and granted, to be revealed, the hope of glory. One said, I without him perish must. Dear Lord, we pray that thou art hear our prayer, Oh, there shall be no soul that perishes because of thy blessed word. He that believeth in me shall not perish. And we pray, dear Lord, then that thou help us and be with us. Oh, as we come pleading thine own great name's sake, that thou pour out thy Holy Spirit upon us. Dear Lord, it is a poor instrument, Lord, that's engaged, Lord, to speak in thy name. But Lord, we do pray that thou wilt bless the word. It may, our words may be poor, Lord, but thou art able, Lord, to clothe them with the power and the unction of thy Holy Spirit. And that's what we want, that's what we desire, that's our request, that's our petition. Thou wilt clothe thy word with the unction of thy Holy Spirit to the good of souls of this night, so that there is that blessed, gracious, divine power in the ministry of thy word. Lord, do hear our prayers. Pray then that thou art drawn near. Remember once more, Lord, our souls. Pardon, forgive every sin, every iniquity. Blot all out. Cover with the mantle of thy forgiving love. Tell us, Lord, and make us feel it that we are thine, forever thine. Draw near. And oh, then that we may know and have the Saviour's love shed abroad in our hearts. Now, Lord, remember us here once more. Remember this cause of truth, we pray thee. Do bless them together. Do bind them together in love, unity, and the bond of peace. Make thy goodness pass before them. May there be those signs following the preaching of thy word by thy servants. And we pray, dear Lord, thou wilt bless each and all, from eldest down to youngest. Remember seeking souls. Lord, we humbly believe that there are seeking souls here, souls that come seeking for mercy and salvation, long to hear thy voice, the voice of sovereign grace, long to have Jesus revealed to their heart and souls. Lord, they hunger, they thirst after righteousness, and they want living bread. They want the water of divine life. They want Jesus to draw near, to go with them, to hold their hand, to bid them fear not. Oh, dear Lord, thou didst say to thy disciples, fear not, little flock. It is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. Then may it be so, Lord, here over this church and people, Lord, and that sinners may be abundantly blessed. Dear Lord, thou hast said, I love them that love me, and those that seek me shall find me. Oh, then, dear Lord, may there be some sinners that find thee, even tonight, to the joy and rejoicing of their heart and souls, and to the praise of thy great and holy name. We pray that thou remember then this church and congregation, be with the deacons, Lord, in their cares and responsibilities. Be with each church member and each member of the congregation. Lord, do bless their souls. Be with those younger in years and the little ones. Oh, we pray for them, thou wilt abundantly bless, and be very gracious to each and all, we beseech thee. And Lord, we do pray that thou wilt help them, and do bless then thy word here in their midst. Oh, and dear Lord, do add unto them. Oh, cause many sinners round to come and fill the place. And Lord, again, there are some prodigals. There are some, Lord, have left and forsaken the house of God. Ah, Lord, and sadly we each have them in our family circles. We do pray that thou wilt cause them to return. Lord, that thou wilt arrest them by the power of thy Holy Spirit. They may be like that prodigal that we read of in thy word, that he came to himself. Our Lord, may sinners come to their senses, and may they begin to be in want, and want something that this world has not to give. yet to grant, but the words of eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Pray then that thou wilt bless. Lord, we think of thy servants as they come here. Lord, we heard one announce, Lord, to come here on Wednesday. Lord, do bless him and do help him. We believe to be his first visit here. Oh, may he dip his foot in oil and be found acceptable unto the brethren. May he have his mouth opened wide and filled with truth. And may there be those that hold him up in prayer. And may there be answers to prayer. And Lord, and do be with all of thy servants, young and old. They each need that same gracious divine help from above. We pray for it. Now remember others in sickness, afflictions, path, to put thy healing hand and heal and restore and raise up to health and strength where consistent to thy will. Some may have ordeals in front of them, be with them and undertake. And we do lovingly commend to thee those that walk, Lord, with terminal illness. We pray thou wilt draw near to them, bless their souls, abundantly bless them. Oh, may they know thy loving kindness, thy tender mercies. May they know thy love to be shed abroad in their hearts. They may have that good hope through grace that it is well while life endures and well when called to die. Pray for the bereaved, comfort their hearts. And we pray for others in trials and troubles and difficulties, to make thy goodness pass before them, undertake for them. And Lord, and any and any special need here, Lord, it may be in guidance, and perhaps the prayer is, guide me, O thou great Jehovah, pilgrim through this barren land. I am weak, but thou art mighty. Hold me with thy powerful hand. The dear psalmist said and desired that thou should guide me by thy counsel and afterward receive me to glory. Then be with thy people. We pray for others in the world. We pray that thou wilt remember them and bless them. Our nation also we pray for. Govern those that govern us. Overturn their evil designs. Frustrate their intentions. Help us to look to thee. And pray, dear Lord, that thou wilt hear our prayers and each of us. From eldest to youngest, may each be fit and prepared for heaven and for glory. Hear our prayers. Undertake for us now. We need thee. We need thy help. Lord, and at the close of this service, few poor sinners will meet round thy table in remembrance of thee. Then be with us, dear Lord Jesus. Help us and be gracious to us. Lord, do come and fulfill thy word and promise once more. Thou hast said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. Come, open one's mouth, touch my lips. Let life call from off that heavenly altar as we plead. The dear woman who cried, Lord, help me. We ask it all in Jesus' name. Amen.
Hymn 896. A fountain, cries the man of God, a fountain with a purple flood, a fountain opened for the poor, where sickly souls may find a cure. 896.
in dependence upon thee, Lord, draw needed help. We ask for your very prayerful attention again to Romans chapter 6 and verse 23. Romans chapter 6, verse 23. The wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. The wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. I don't want and do not intend to repeat anything we said this morning regarding this first clause of the text. The wages of sin is death. He says some solemn things, but perhaps I just say this. And that is that your sin and mine, listen carefully. Your sin and mine will not keep us out of heaven. But lack of repentance will. It's a solemn thought, but it's true. And why? But the gift of God is eternal life. It is in this book, this epistle, the dear apostle writes and tells us that the gift of God leadeth thee to repentance. Repentance over sin, over transgressions, etc. Oh, yes, to have a broken heart. To be truly sorry for our sins. Yes, and not just sorry because we've been found out, but to go before the Lord with that true godly sorrow and repentance over our sin. David, the psalmist, I believe it is, speaks about, cleanse me from secret faults, O God. Cleanse me from secret sins. Oh, yes, dear soul, and you and I, maybe, we have, yes, sins that perhaps we've never told anybody about. Perhaps we've never mentioned them to anyone, but, dear soul, have you mentioned them to the Lord? Dear soul, have you got into that closet and shut the door about thee and prayed unto thy Father which is in heaven? And thy Father which is in heaven shall reward thee openly. Because if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Oh, yes, covet earnestly the best gifts. And oh, that you and I may covet. Oh, yes, this blessed gift of godly sorrow and repentance over our sins. To truly know what it is to mourn before him. To get down on our knees and confess those sins of yesterday. those sins of last week, those sins of last month, those sins of last year, those sins throughout our lives. Oh, yes, cleanse me from secret faults, O God. Sometimes the Lord uses some circumstance in your life and mine, yes, to bring to remembrance some sin that you and I may have forgotten all about. But the Lord reminds us. You know, when Joseph's brethren came down into Egypt to buy corn the second time, why they were troubled at the presence of Joseph. Their sin was brought to their remembrance. And dear soul, is there something like that in your life? Oh, then come, sinner, and let's get down into the closet. Let us get there to secret prayer, personal prayer before the Lord, and come before Him. Here on my heart, Lord, the burden lies, and past offences pain mine eyes. But the gift of God. Ah, yes, what a gift, yes, then, is true repentance. Repentance that needs not to be repented of. Yes, Judas, poor man, he had a repentance that was no repentance. Peter, he denied his Lord and his Master. Was he any different than Judas? He was different in this, that he went out and he wept bitterly. He wept before the Lord. Ah, dear soul, that's where we got to come. Weep before the Lord. Yes, with that broken heart, that contrite spirit. Yes, the prodigal, why, he realised his sinnership. He realised how he had gone astray. And he felt so unworthy to be called a son any longer. Make me as one of the hired servants. That's what he resolved he would say. No, his father ran. Saw him coming, ran, fell on his neck and kissed him. And say, my soul, why not for thee, the blessed Lord? Come then, repenting sinner, come. Oh, what thou wilt, the total sum is cancelled by his death. But the gift of God. We passed this remark this morning that there are wages to sin, but eternal life is a gift. On why we read earlier tonight, there about dear Nicodemus that came to Jesus by night. Yes, a secret disciple. Is there a young man in here? Or maybe a young woman in here that comes to Jesus by night. And your prayer, your request, your petition before the Lord in secret. Yes, that's there in the closet, isn't it? It's there in your bedroom, beside your bed. And it's that hymn you opened tonight with, 737, give me Christ or else I die. Is that where you get? Yes, in your bedroom at night? young man, young woman. Yes, gracious Lord, incline thine ear. My request vouchsafe to hear. Hear my never ceasing cry and give me Christ, or else I die. Yes, all unholy and unclean. I am nothing else but sin. On thy mercy I rely. Give me Christ, or else I die. He came to seek this old and to save the lost. Then, it's how do you put in your worthy claim? Yes, for the Lord to appear, to say unto my soul, I am thy salvation. But the gift of God. Yes, the gift then of God that leads to repentance. You see, when a poor sinner is blessed with this repentance, why, they will know in God's time the blessed answer. They will know of God's mercy, of God's loving kindness, of God's goodness. And dear soul, it'll be this, in substance, will it not? Yea, the Lord hath appeared of old unto me, saying, I have loved thee with an everlasting love, and therefore with loving kindness I have drawn thee. You know, it was the Lord's loving kindness that drove that prodigal back unto his father's house. It was the Lord's loving kindness, yes, that convinced David of his sin. And this all, and it'll be the Lord's loving kindness that convinced you and I of our sin. And it'll be the Lord's loving kindness that brings you and I to repentance. And it'll be the Lord's loving kindness to you and I, this all, that the Lord shows mercy upon your poor, never dying soul and mine. So that you hear his voice. Yes, the gift of God. God's blessed gift. Why, what did we read there in John 3 also? Why, what the dear Lord Jesus Christ then says to us here. And as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have eternal life. It is all that whosoever. It is all in a nutshell. There is the blessed, glorious gospel of our Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ. The vilest sinner out of hell that lives to feel his need is welcome to the throne of grace, the Saviour's blood to plead. Whosoever, no name, no rank, no station in life, no titles whatsoever. Whosoever. It comes to mind. Whosoever. A beggar. A beggar poor at mercy's door lies such a wretch as I. Well, you look at Mark 10. You got blind Bartimaeus there. Yes, a poor beggar at sitting here by the wayside, sitting by the highway, sat by the highway begging.
Yes, dear Solomon, what do we read here in the Gospel of Isaiah, but it is the Gospel of Isaiah. Here in chapter 35, and an highway shall be there, and a way, and it shall be called the way of holiness, and the unclean shall not pass over it, but it shall be for those. The wayfaring man, though falls, shall not err therein. And here's blind Bartimaeus. Yes, you noticed his own, how he cries out, and he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth. You see, the people are making a lot of noise, and they hear that it's Jesus of Nazareth. You know, this comes to one's thoughts. You see, Nazareth was a despised area of the outskirts of Jerusalem. A despised area, despised people. It's Jesus of Nazareth. There's this man from down yonder, a Nazareth. But listen, what did blind Bartimaeus say? He didn't say Jesus of Nazareth. He said, Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me. Yes, so then, dear soul, hear. Yes, whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have eternal life. And blind Bartimaeus, he cries out. Dear young man, woman, do you cry out in your bedchamber? Like blind Bartimaeus, Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me. There are those that told him to be quiet. Perhaps the adversary, dear soul, tells you to be quiet. You don't really think, do you, that this man is going to stop and take any notice of you whatsoever? You're just a blind beggar, and dear soul, and why, what does he say about you? Why, you're only a son of such and such a person. You're only the daughter of such and such a one. The Lord is not going to take any notice of you. But dear soul, and Jesus stood still. The gift of God. And Jesus stood still. And he stood still. What for? To attend unto a poor beggar's need. Let's quote again, the time of love will come when thou shalt clearly see not only that he shed his blood, but thou shalt say for me, tarry his leisure, then wait the appointed hour, wait till the bridegroom of your souls reveal his love with power. Jesus stood still. Commanded him to be called. They call the blind man. Be of good courage. Be of good comfort. Rise. He calleth thee. Yeah. Casting away his garment. Rose. Came to Jesus. What wilt thou that I should do unto thee? What wilt thou that I should do unto thee for thee? What is your request? What is your petition, dear soul, this evening hour? As you came into the doors of the house of God, was it, Lord, remember me? with the favour thou bearest to thy people and thy children. Was it, the prayer of the poor dying thief on the cross at Calvary, Lord, remember me when thou comest into thy kingdom? Yes, dear soul. The dear dying thief here knew of the gift of God. He knew of the gift of God. The dear dying thief believed. Yes, grace was wrought out in his heart. It was indeed. And he believed. And why the dear Lord Jesus goes on here in his conversation with Nicodemus. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God sent not his Son in the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might believe. But the gift. Why, I suppose we could say this, through the Lord's mercy, we're approaching another Christmas season when we give gifts to one and another. But dear soul, there is never, ever been, and there never ever will be, another gift like unto the Son of God. That he gave his only begotten Son. His only begotten Son. He gave him, yes, to redeem poor sinners. Yes, as Jesus said there, as Moses lifted up the serpent in the world, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up. Well, Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, and those that were bitten by the serpent looked, and when they looked, they were made whole. It was a look of faith. It was a look of faith. Yes, God's gift. God's gift. And he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. I've said it before, but I repeat it again. Yes, that, if you didn't believe, you wouldn't pray. You wouldn't get out of your bed at night. If you didn't believe there was a God in heaven that heard and answered prayer, you wouldn't get out of your bed. There wouldn't be any point, would there? But because deep down in your heart, you do believe. There is a God in heaven that hears and answers prayer. So you get out of the bed and you get down on your knees. And you make your requests and your petitions known unto him. You plead like the publican, but God be merciful unto me, a sinner. You plead to the Lord to reveal a precious Jesus to your never dying soul. Why, you want Christ. Formed in your heart the hope of eternal glory. Why, the apostle writes there, does he not, in Hebrews chapter 6, are these that have fled for refuge to lay hold on the hope set before us. Yes, dear soul, and this hope is Christ Jesus the Lord set before us in the glorious gospel. He is the sinner's only hope. Poor dear soul, it is through him and him alone whereby we shall be saved. Oh, yes, and you say you fled for refuge to lay hold on the hope set before us. You know, that dear woman in the gospel that had spent all she had on positions of no value, why, she resolved in her heart, did she not, that if I may but touch the hem of his garment, I shall be made whole. Ah, yes, it's her. And she came and she touched. She laid hold. Dear soul, are you laying hold? Dear soul, you just reach forth that hand of your faith. Down there when you're on your knees, reach forth that hand of faith and touch the hem of his garment. If unto Jesus thou art bound, a crowd about him will be found, attending day and night. A worldly crowd is in thine ears, and crowds of unbelieving fears to hiding from thine. But if thou press on, the crowds will fly, and if thou faint, to Jesus cry, and he will send supplies. But the gift of God. Oh, God, the apostle says, does he not, is this unspeakable gift. I say again, there's never been and never will be a gift like it. Yes, it's all. Why? You see, it's grace. Triumphant grace. It is the free, unmerited mercy and favour of God to your poor, never-dying soul. When the Lord speaks and conveys pardon into your heart and into your soul. See, the woman with the issue, why, she touched him of his garment. And Jesus says, somebody had touched me. Dear soul, is there a somebody here tonight? Yes, that creeps beside him as a worm. Yes. Reaches forth that hand of faith to touch him. Virtue has gone out of him. Dear soul, you cannot steal anything from Christ. It is the free, unmerited mercy and favour of God to your poor, never-dying soul. In you the woman touched. And dear soul, and he's still the same yesterday, today, and forever. And he knows the touch of a poor sinner even tonight in Swayze Chapel. That soul reaches forth that hand of faith to touch the hem of his garment. Yes, dear soul, that's not the finish of it, is it? Why, when she saw that she could not be heard, she came and told him the whole truth. Yes, dear soul, you're telling the whole truth. What a sinner you are, what a wretch you feel to be. But oh, yes, and tell him of your love to him, and we love him because he first loved us. But the gift of God is eternal life. Yes, dear soul, this gift. Why, John 10, Jesus tells us there, does he not, that these sheep that come unto him, my sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. See, they're my sheep. I think somebody else ought to come up in this pulpit at the moment. Knows more about sheep than I do. Yes, but you see, the shepherd the sheep know the shepherd's voice, the stranger will they not follow. But they know the shepherd's voice. And why, yes, dear soul, and I know them. And they follow me. And they follow me. They're mine. My sheep. By covenant, transaction and blood, says Jesus, my people are mine. Their sin bearing victim I stood, and for them my life did resign. And what did he resign his life for? That they might be with him in glory. You see, them. Then they that feared the Lord spake often one to another, and the Lord hearkened and heard it, and a book of remembrance was written before him for them that feared the Lord and that thought upon his name. There are there a few blessed thinkers here in Swasey Chapel tonight? You think on Christ. You think on his loving kindness. You think on all his glorious works. Yes, and particularly this of him as being the shepherd. You think of David's psalm, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. And he leadeth me beside the still waters. And yes, dear soul, and this blessing, and he restoreth my soul. And he restoreth my soul. Yes, when I'd wandered, when I'd backslidden, when I'd gone astray, he restoreth my soul. And why here it says, and I give unto them, say, the free unmerited mercy, and I give unto them eternal life. I give. Not because we're worthy. You know, we have to say, don't we, with dear old Jacob. Why, he said here in Genesis 32, did he not? I am not worthy of the least of all the mercies, all the truth which thou hast shown unto thy servant. I'm not worthy the least of all the mercies and all the truth. I gave unto them. Dear soul, salvation is not earned. If the Lord were strict to mark iniquities, O Lord, who should stand? But there is forgiveness with thee, that thou mayest be feared. Dear soul, but there is. Don't let any poor sinner go home from this chapel tonight feeling lost, ruined and undone, and that there's no hope for their poor, never dying soul, because there is forgiveness with him, with Christ, with God. Yes, the free, unmerited, but the gift of God is eternal life. And I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish. The wicked perish, but the righteous do not perish. The righteous shall hold on his way. We mentioned Matthew 5 this morning, and amongst those there was this, was it not? Blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness. And the Lord says, and they shall be filled. And they shall be filled. Dear soul, do you want another word, I hope, of sweet, blessed, gracious encouragement? Isaiah 41:17, when the poor and needy seek water and there is none, and their tongue faileth for thirst, I, the Lord, will hear them. I, the God of Israel, will not forsake them. The God of Israel will not forsake them. Did he forsake his servant Jacob, Israel? No. And his own is still the same, yesterday, today, and forever. And they shall never perish. Dear soul, perhaps you've been in the place, or perhaps there's a poor sinner in the place where you feel you will perish. But no. They are what Christ has said, dear soul, must be fulfilled. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word shall not pass away. Christ has said, they shall never perish, and never perish they shall. They will not. Dear soul, why the I wills and I shalls of God, of the Blessed Trinity, dear soul, they cannot fail. No, they cannot fail. And I give unto them eternal life. Friends, why, what can we say about eternal life? Yes, then, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Yes, that holy, happy place. Yes, heaven's brightest dawn. There's a lovely hymn here. I looked at it a little earlier. 850. Ye souls that trust in Christ rejoice. Your sins are all forgiven. Let every Christian lift his voice and sing the joys of heaven. Ye ransomed sinners, sound God's praise. The angelic host among, sing the rich wonders of his grace, and Jesus leads the song. Yes, the redeemed of the Lord. Yes, shall sing that song, come all ye redeemed. Redeemed with and by the precious blood of Christ. Yes, through Jesus Christ, our Lord, the Saviour of sinners. But, oh, give it eternal life. My dear soul, to be found where congregations ne'er break up, where Sabbaths have no end. We referred solemnly to the book of the Revelation this morning. We refer to it again now. Oh, what blessings there are found, yes, in this blessed book, for the Lord's dear people. John saw this. What are these that are arrayed in white robes, and whence came they? So thou knowest. He said to me, these are they which came out of great tribulation and have washed their robes. See, they're washed, they're cleansed in and by and through the blood of the dear Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ. Ah, that blood, dear soul, that is shed on Calvary's cross to pay the price, the redemption of your soul and mine. Oh, hail the power of Jesus' name. Let angels prostrate for all, bring forth the royal diadem and crown him Lord of all. Wherefore they are before the throne of God. Wherefore they are. Oh, the positive language. They are before the throne of God. And serve him day and night in his temple. And he that sit on the throne shall dwell among them. And they shall hunger no more. Neither thirst any more. Neither shall the sun light on them nor any heat. For the Lamb which is in the midst of the throne shall feed them. And shall lead them, listen, unto living fountains of waters. And God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes. You know, it is all, and prayer will cease when you and I pass from time and enter upon eternity, praying it'll be your blessed lot and mine to enter into glory, and then it will be praise. To praise him. We sing sometimes here, praise God from whom all blessings flow. But then, dear soul, it'll be to join with the, as it reads here in the 19th chapter, the book of the Revelation, much people in heaven. After these things, I heard a great voice of much people in heaven saying, Alleluia, salvation and glory, honour and power unto the Lord our God. Why, and they sang, saying, Amen, Alleluia, praise our God. Oh, to praise him, I give unto them eternal life. That place, yes, in heaven's high court above, where, you know, it speaks here, does it not, of him that sat on the throne. Well, there in chapter 7, back here in chapter 5, why, there was this, the Lamb, that had been slain. Why, he came and took the book out of him that sat on the throne. And they sang a new song. Thou art worthy to take the book, to open the seals thereof, for thou wast slain, and hast redeemed us to God by thy blood, out of every kindred and tongue and people and nation, and made us unto our God kings and priests. And we shall reign on the earth. Ah, when this poor lisp in stammering tongue lies silent in the grave, then a nobler, sweeter song I'll sing to him that died to save. Yes, the gift of God is eternal life. Yes, dear Solomon, yes, he, God's people, some of them, blessed in their last days, their last hours, their last moments. And they hear that blessed voice. Rise up, my love, my fair one, and come away. Below, the winter is past, over and gone. Time of the singing of birds is come. And the voice of the turtle is heard in our land. Rise up, my love, my fair one, and come away. by what else John saw. Why he saw heaven open. And why this only had this. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. I will give unto him as a thirst of the fountain of the water of life freely. He that overcometh shall inherit all things, and I will be his God, and he shall be my son. And the Spirit and the Bride say, come. And let him that heareth say, come. And let him that athirst come. And whosoever will. Yes, go back to John 3. Whosoever will, let him take of the water of life freely. Ah, friends, what must it be to be in heaven? Dear Paul, why, he had that desire, didn't he? He was in a great strait. Having a desire to depart to be with Christ, which was far better. To be able to say with Paul, he loved me and gave himself for me. It is hard for you and I to be able to say, Jesus saw me when a stranger, wandering from the fold of God, he to save my soul from danger, interposed his precious blood, yet that it might be with him in glory. To be with Christ. To be with Jesus. Why, you and I, those of us in the marriage bond, and those that contemplate it as well, why, they love being with their nearest and dearest. Do you long to be with Christ? Do you long to be with Jesus? God's dear Son, the great shepherd of the sheep, that love me and gave himself for me. I must close, but what does the dear hymn writer say to us here? It is a lovely hymn. What shall I do? My Saviour to praise, so faithful and true, so plenteous in grace, so strong to deliver, so good to redeem the weakest believer that hangs upon him. Oh, thanksgiving, endless thanksgiving and praise unto him that loved us and gave himself for us. Eternal life. Life eternal. Everlasting joy. Everlasting peace. Everlasting happiness. Everlasting adoration unto one that loved us and gave himself for us. Oh, friend, why, yes, true what the word says. Human tongues are dumb at best. Human tongues are dumb at best. We must die to speak of Christ. Well, we've tried. Attempted to speak for this word, solemn as it was in the first part of the text. But oh, how blessed it is all if you and I know something of the gift of God. The gift that leads to repentance. The gift of peace and pardon, forgiveness of sin. The gift that fits, prepares for heaven and for glory. Prepares for eternal life. 1,000 years past, 10,000 years past, eternity's but just begun, to be with Christ, which is far better.
collections last Lord's Day amounted to £605, for which we are very thankful. And God willing, there'll be a prayer meeting tomorrow evening with an address by Mr. Robert Field, followed by a church meeting. And Mr. Gudgeon is expected to preach on Wednesday evening. And God willing, Mr. John Rosier, next Lord's Day. And there'll be a prayer meeting for the nation at 9 o'clock. Let us close with hymn 99. Blessed Jesus, thee we sing, thou of life the eternal spring, thou art worthy, thou alone, thou the rock and cornerstone. 99.
Dear Lord, that will be the praise above to Jesus' bleeding love. Now be with us, Lord, as we meet round thy table, a few poor sinners, meet with us there. Now may the grace of the Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet communion of the Holy Spirit be with us all. Amen.